This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 205, How to Fix a Translation Mistake. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
In today's episode, you'll learn about a big mistake you're making when you translate from your native language into English, and you'll get a quick fix to make it correct.
Hey guys, remember, your English is a Porsche, and if you want to keep tuning up your Porsche, if you want to know all of the top 15 fixes today, go straight to allearsenglish.com/top15, and you can get that in a free ebook right away.
Hey Lindsay, what's up?
Hey Gabby, I'm doing excellent today, and you?
Awesome. So today is number 5 in our top 15 fixes for your English. It's time
it
to
is.
Tune up that Porsche, baby.
Yeah, we've been shining it up and tuning it up for the past 10 Tuesdays, and now we've got 5 left. So let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, awesome. So we have a basic point to share today. When we tell you what today's fix is, you're going to say, oh, duh, I knew that. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, if it was so basic, why are we still making that mistake? If it were so basic, it would be something that no one would mess up, right? But the thing is, yeah, we notice that English learners make this mistake all the time. And it's so frustrating, especially, you know, to us, because we know that you know the right way. But maybe
right, and we all go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. No, maybe it's just a problem or an issue of direct translation or bad habits. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is, because if you think about, I know in Spanish, when you say this in Spanish, it's singular. Mm. And what about Portuguese, Gabby? Do you know in Portuguese, if you say people, would it be singular or plural?
Yeah, so it's so we might as well just say the phrase, because otherwise it's going to be difficult to know what we're talking about. So the mistake is saying, well, you know what? I don't want to say the mistake. Why don't we say both ways and let you think about it for a second? So version one, people is good. Hmm. Okay. Version two, Lindsay, go ahead.
So people are good. So raise your hand if you think version one is right.
Okay, well, I don't see anyone raising their hands. So,
oh, I can't see anyone either.
You guys are all right. Oh my gosh. Version two, ding, ding, ding.
You got it.
People are good. Okay, so the problem, we were talking about direct translation from Spanish or Portuguese. It could be direct translation. Maybe you're thinking, you know, directly people is, but that's not the way it works in English. So a person is singular. You could say this person is good or whatever. I mean, a person is singular, but people is the plural. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, so I think it's better to learn this in a chunk. And actually, one of our listeners, awesome listener Marcos, suggested that we keep in mind a song.
Yeah.
When we want to remember that. What song is that, Gabby?
Well, there's a great song from the 80s. If you like 80s dance music and you like Depeche Mode, you'll love People Are People. It kind of goes like, people are people, so something, something. I don't know all the lyrics.
What does that mean, Gabby? We say people are people. What is that? Like, what are they saying in that song?
People are people. It's like, we're all the same. We're all human.
We're human. That's what I think it is. Like, people are people. Humans are humans. We'll do silly things that humans do.
Or like, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, against a certain kind of people because we're all human. We all have something in common. That's what I think of. People are people.
I see.
Maybe it has different meanings for different people. I don't know. But
sure. So just remember the lyrics if you need to. You know, we've talked a lot on this podcast about creating little devices, little mnemonic devices, little tricks and ways to help yourself remember certain things.
Yeah. And I would recommend actually listening to the real song because I'm not a trained singer. I don't know. Maybe you couldn't tell. Maybe you think I am a trained singer, but I'm not. So you should, go on YouTube or iTunes or whatever you use and look up Depeche Mode, People Are People. I think you'll love the song. You'll probably start to dance a little bit. It's very catchy. So another word that's similar to this is children. I mean, we talk a lot more about people, so I think we notice, you know, people is, people are. We notice that mistake more often. But children has the same issue. You know, children are... good, plural, right, for example.
Right.
So children is the plural of a child, right?
Right. I've heard people make the mistake of saying the plural, trying to make child plural as childs.
Ooh.
Right? That's very strange.
Ooh, yeah, that's really weird.
Okay.
Yeah. So like we said, this is a simple fix. This is not difficult to understand. But I think where the difficulty comes in is changing your habits. So I want to ask you, if you truly want to improve, and I know you do, I want to ask you to just be aware of your language and the way you're saying people when you talk about people. Just be aware. Try to catch yourself if you make this mistake and fix it. Just correct yourself.
And habits can be built very quickly. And that's why I think in addition to correcting yourself, you should take an active role in trying to use this phrase when you are speaking with natives in the next 2 weeks.
Totally.
Try to use it 10 times so that it starts to get ingrained in your mind so you can overwrite what you've got as the current habit.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we could think of, you know, 10 quick examples how we would use people. And then, you know, of course, I encourage you to make your own sentences and go out there and use them. But I think of, you know, when we talk about people, it's kind of a generalization. I mean, we're talking about people as a group. So the purpose is to generalize. So I might say, for example, let me think of a great generalization.
I have an example.
You do?
I can throw it out.
Okay, great.
I could say, so I live here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right? That's the location of Harvard and MIT, two of those famous colleges that everyone thinks are so amazing. And so I could say people in Cambridge are geniuses, right?
Ooh.
Obviously, it's probably not true for everyone.
It's a generalization. Right?
That's a generalization. Yeah.
Okay.
That's an example.
I could say people in Tokyo wear a lot of black clothing. I've just noticed.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of black. Maybe it's a city thing. I feel like people in New York also wear a lot of black.
I don't think so. I think people who visit New York from the outside wear black, but I think locals don't wear too much black.
Maybe that's my perception. So strange.
Yeah. So I think, anyways.
So people are. I was supposed to maybe use the verb are. Sorry, I'm not a very good student here. How about people are quiet on the trains in Japan?
Okay, I like that. Yeah. And I could say here in Boston, we have long winters. So in winter in Boston, people are not super friendly.
Yeah.
They don't wave at you on the street. They kind of look down and they walk fast with their shoulders all bunched up. And people are just not that friendly in the wintertime.
But in the summer, people are more friendly, right?
I would say so. People are often in better spirits, right?
Yeah.
In the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another generalization I just thought of because, you know, it's almost, I think it's football season, American football. So Americans are really into football, American football.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not. How about you?
Not a lot. Not really. But, you know, I would watch a game occasionally, you know.
Just maybe the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah. So I know people are really excited about the Super Bowl in general. What else? Let's see. Brazilians are into soccer, which you, I think in Portuguese, it's football. So sometimes people are confused about, are you talking about American football or are you talking about football soccer?
Right. I wonder if people who listen to the Allers English podcast are confused right now.
No, I think our listeners are loving these examples, these amazing examples that we're giving.
They're just fantastic. Well,
I have one more. I think our listeners, our awesome Allers English listeners, are using the word awesome more often. I've noticed that because we always say awesome.
Well, not just awesome, but also super cool. I've heard, I've sat down with a couple of our listeners and I've heard them use super cool, which is super cool because
people are funny.
Yeah, people are funny. But we love you guys. Thanks for listening to our show again. And if you want to learn more about these top 15 fixes, you can go to allearsenglish.com/top15 to get a free ebook.
Yeah, see you there.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.